Jeremy Clarkson is back at the BBC hosting an episode of Have I Got News For You? The disgraced presenter, who was sacked, of course, only 6 months ago for punching a producer, will host an episode of the satirical news quiz show next month. But should he be allowed back on our screens? That's the big question this morning. Is this a good example of the corporation to set, or is it time to accept his apology and just move on? Does everyone indeed deserve a second chance in life? Heidi McAlpine is a commentator. We're also joined by the former Lib Dem politician Limpet Opic. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
So, Limpet, do you think he deserves a second chance?
Of course he does. Where did we learn the phrase, just because you've got a past doesn't mean you can't have a future? Northern Ireland, of course. And that was about much bigger offences than what Jeremy Clark has been accused of. And secondly, it's a satirical show. The whole point about Have I Got News For You is it's for the bad boys. Remember that Angus Deaton famously was accused of various things, and then he was brought back remorselessly, ribbed for what he did, to be under no illusions that Jeremy Clarkson will get the hard time from Ian Hislop and Paul Merton in just the same way. So, yeah, it's good television. I'd turn on.
Tony Hall told us that he crossed the line. Where does this leave his credibility now if he's going to be back at the BBC?
Well, if what we're now saying is that you have to pay an infinite sentence for stupid behaviour, then Tony Hall's in the wrong. But I thought that there was a time limit, even on really bad crimes, when it came to punishment. Jeremy Clarkson has lost some credibility, some would say, and he also lost a job he obviously loved. And his team paid the price for it, essentially, as well, because they couldn't really carry on without him. So lots of punishment has been paid. Clarkson also, I understand, apologised. You don't have to like or dislike the man, but you've got to be just about it. And if the BBC simply responds to the fashion of saying Clarkson's a bad man, then actually that's not fair either. I do trust Mr. Hall to know what he's doing.
Heidi?
Well, I mean, a lot of things that Lambert just said absolutely fall into the argument that he shouldn't be doing the show. I mean, here we go again. It's popularity trumping morality. And another example of the BBC chastising a top name on the one hand, and then just 6 months later, bringing him back in at a very high-profile television programme. And yes, fair enough, yeah, he will be lambasted, but it's all very in. It's a very in-joke in the BBC. And the thing I object to about Jeremy Clarkson is that it's this faux persona of being a bit of a lad, an anti-establishment, when in fact he's right at the core of the media elite and hobnobs it with his busy mate David Cameron. And I can just imagine the scene when they're all sitting around dinner tables clinking their glasses, Yentob on one side and Cameron on the left and Clarkson in the middle. Oh, these fools are buying it all.
But you're so jealous, Heidi. You're so jealous.
I'm not jealous. I mean, another example of this is that the producer that he lambasted was the fracca. It was apparently a 30-second onslaught on the fella, split his lip, all the rest of it. If that had been captured on camera, I think people would have a very different reaction to it. But it's all very, oh, he's a bit of a royster doyster. And again, as I say, the BBC is just putting him in place as a cynical ratings grabber for Have I Got News For You, which is slightly floundering now. I mean, it's maybe past its sell-by date. If a little boy kicked another little boy or hit him in a school playground and then somebody turned around and said, here's a lollipop, it's the same thing that's happening to Clark.
You could argue that about me, Heidi. I was on the show 5 hours after I lost my parliamentary seat in 2010. I was actually voted the second most unpopular person in the United Kingdom, before you ask. I was beaten to the most unpopular slot by Peter Mandelson. Now, a lot of people really didn't like me back then. They could have used your arguments. But this is arguing from a distance.
You didn't hit anyone.
Isn't that the thing, though, Lambert? Isn't that the thing? We're talking about somebody here who struck a colleague, essentially. And if anybody else in the BBC was guilty of that, they wouldn't get back over the door.
Well, this is why...
We get over the door, that's the problem.
This is why, Heidi and Steve, I'm concerned about trial by media. I wasn't there, obviously. It does sound bad. It was portrayed in a bad way. I've no doubt that the thing happened because Clarkson has admitted it. But Heidi's arguments, to start with, are actually the politics of envy there. You can't simply say someone shouldn't do a show because they hobnob with senior people like that. And secondly, and here's the big one.
No, but this is how he plays his game. He has cultivated this personality, and it's counter to what he actually is, Lambert.
But okay, maybe so, but often that's not, once again, a good enough reason to not have something because they...
Good enough reason is that he was axed from his BBC show, which was the biggest show going. I mean, they did kill the golden goose and affect the BBC, so they did...
They paid a heavy price.
...over their decision. Mm-hmm. And they're bringing it back, with Chris Evans. Meanwhile, Clarkson and the other two have got a really good gig going with Amazon that's coming up soon. So they haven't really been chastised.
Oh, it was
they're not losing out financially.
I think it was humiliating, but even then, I'm actually not after a pound of flesh. I'm after fairness here. What it comes down to is this, Heidi. I haven't got an issue about who he hangs around with and the friends that he keeps. It's not my business. I don't even have an issue about his income. My issue is one of justice here. And there's something else. You may not particularly like him. He's not my favourite person, to be honest, either. But millions of people think that Jack the Lad character has a right. And if politics...
Millions of people want to bring back hanging
Let me put something else here, Heidi.
Yes, he can.
Heidi, we've had cases...
We've had news for you. They know fine rightly they're going to get very high ratings. They're going to get a lot of media coverage, this being a small example of that.
Heidi, let me speak for a moment. We've had cases in the past in the BBC where people have stepped out of line and then have found their way back into the corporation once more. Boy George, for instance, is now a judge on the Voice BBC show, of course, and he has a very checkered past. So people would say, what is the difference?
Because he's popular. The BBC is a populist channel. Look at Carol Thatcher. She was axed by The One Show for a comment she made in the green room, and she's never returned to television, but that's because she's Carol Thatcher and people can't be bothered with her either way. So the BBC gains nothing by re-employing Carol Thatcher, but it gains everything by putting Jeremy Clarkson.
So it's a cynical move, pure cynical move as far as you're concerned.
But okay, you can say this. There's two points here. Number one, the BBC, like every other broadcasting output, has to think about its rating.
No, it doesn't. It's different from every other broadcaster, Len, but you know that.
It's fighting for its life,
and it should keep its slate clean.
All right, well, first of all, I think ratings matter. You think they don't.
No, the BBC
we have to agree to differ on that one.
Ratings, it just shouldn't. That's okay, Heidi. You might argue.
Right, basically, the first thing is ratings do matter. I know ratings matter. BBC.
No, not for the BBC.
Let Lambert finish.
Steve Nolan's programme is followed on ratings. The news is followed on ratings. The ratings are really important here. Secondly, and this is the big one, it should not be about who's popular and who's unpopular. It's about whether they've paid the price for what they've done in any walk of life. Now, my judgment... I don't really watch the programme, his Top Gear programme. I do watch Have I Got News For You. Why? Because... people get their comeuppance on that show.
Let me put this point to Lambert. Isn't the danger, though, that the next time somebody steps out of line within the BBC and loses their job or is suspended, that they will point to the Jeremy Clarkson experience and say, look, how is it okay for him to do that and get back on the BBC, and there I have done something similar, maybe not as bad as what Jeremy Clarkson has done, and I've lost my job?
Yes, I 100% agree with the inference of your question, Stephen, and also the inference of what Heidi said. There has to be consistency. And if it turns out that Clarkson gets favouritism because he's the big man, that's wrong. Therefore,
exactly what's happened, Lambert.
But we're agreeing on this point. Therefore, the BBC has to be able to turn to anyone else in the same situation and say, here's your just punishment for this. It is no better and no worse than what Clarkson has had. What I don't like is people saying, oh, Clarkson's a lad, Clarkson's a little bit controversial, Clarkson's a misogynist, therefore he shouldn't be given the same rights. I don't want Clarkson to be discriminated against any more than I want somebody else to be discriminated against. And that doesn't just go for the BBC.
Oh, dear. I don't think Jeremy Clarkson needs you or anyone else, Len, but to bat on his behalf. I think he's a big enough man to stand up for himself, as has already been proven.
Mm-hmm. Except for the fact, Heidi, that you seem to think the Judge Clarkson more harshly than you would if it was Alan Titchmarsh, for example, or somebody else that you might prefer.
Alan Titchmarsh, what's he ever done with a rake and a hoe?
Give me a second. In terms of giving somebody a second chance, we had that very interesting development. Jeremy Corbyn, of course, have finalised his front bench lineup whenever he appointed Lord Watson, a former MP, MSP, of course, he was given a 16-month jail sentence back in 2005 for starting a fire at an Edinburgh hotel. He was suspended from the party but regained the whip back in 2012. And here he is now sitting in the shadow cabinet.
Yes, and once again, we can recall this is not inconsistent with what other politicians in British politics have also received by way of punishment and redemption. You may not know this, but Nick Clegg had a record for having set fire, I think it was to cactuses or something. There's a famous example of him having breached the law. But let's get closer to home. In Northern Ireland, we have some great politicians who unarguably have been involved in terrorism. That's a serious, not funny example of redemption. Why? Because that was the only way to a peaceful solution.
Yeah, but now, politicians, of course, who have been elected, Lambert, politicians who have been elected, and they would say they have a mandate, whatever they've done in the past.
Yeah, but exactly. But they have been elected, and they've been able to be elected. If you took this to its logical conclusion that people can't be redeemed, then there should have been a ban on them ever standing again. That would have been the wrong thing to do. In Northern Ireland, people who have been involved in some very bad deeds indeed have actually helped to run the country. This is trivial. It's a small fry when it comes to people like Jeremy Clarkson and indeed Lord Watson too. Corbyn's made a judgment there, and he will pay the price if it's wrong. So will the head honchos in the BBC if Clarkson messes up. But therefore, you know, but on the other hand, which of us are not sinners? All of us have made mistakes. We have to be given a second chance.
No. 6 months later. I wonder what that producer thinks about Jeremy's resurrection back to the top branches of BBC television. He must.
Well, you don't know, and I don't know, Heidi, but it'd be very interesting if he called in now.
I'm sure he's not listening, but that's my point. He's not a name. Jeremy Clarkson's a name, and the BBC and Hat Trick Productions are all fawning over him and putting him back on his lofty perch. He's getting promotion for his new series,
Heidi, indirectly, and he's
getting paid to be in that position. I know it's a satirical programme, but you can make fun of him without making him be the centre of the show and earning money out of it.
Heidi, Hat Trick Productions
like salt in the
is
wound.
Not a court of law. Hat Trick Productions. I was going to say Heidi.
I like Heidi Productions.
So maybe we can set that up as a non-satirical punishment program. Hat Trick Productions' job is to get ratings, is to keep their contract, is to get television that people like to watch.
And the fact, Lambert, that it is an independent production.
You should not be chasing ratings, Lambert.
Hold on. The fact that this is an independent production, Have I Got News for You, does that in a sense make it easier for the BBC, Lambert, to be able to say, well, this company picks its own hosts?
No, I don't think it does make it easier for one reason. The BBC, and this point, the reason we're having this conversation is because Heidi, in fairness, makes a reasonable point. There has to be justice on this. But no, I mean, I'm not against...
You're agreeing with me, Lambert.
I agree with the principle of fairness. I disagree with your interpretation of fairness when it comes to Clarkson. When it comes to Hat Trick Productions, they are liberated to do whatever they think will maximise the sale of their product. In other words, the viewership. And Heidi, let's be clear, Hat Trick Productions will want to look like they get millions of viewers so that they keep the Have I Got News For You contract. Meanwhile, the BBC, they're responsible for governance to make sure that all the things that you want, Heidi, are fairly applied.
Well, then ratings is trying governance in this case, Lambert, because the BBC is allowing this to happen.
Okay, let's hear what Patrick thinks. Go ahead.
That's a comical era. That Patrick Productions was me there for a minute. I'm beginning to think, what did I tell you about this here? Many moons ago, a young priest up in this giving a sermon. One of the sermons he said, well, there's more hypocrisy in the parochial house than there is out there. Today, I've discovered the BBC's in the same planet. They go out hunting people to put them out of business, which is their job, sure enough. Many an evil person they've done away with and produced it. And there we have themselves, when it comes to catching their own man, that's called hypocrisy. But it's one of them ones that don't do what I do, do what I say. And it really is obnoxious. But then that's life. I mean, I'm 78.
Does he not deserve a second chance?
And that's the way life is.
Does he not deserve a second chance?
A second chance? Let him go somewhere else then. I mean, let him bring his career back up at ITV or go somewhere else. But the BBC should stand by their morals. They, big institution like that, should have more morals. I'm just disgusted listening to them.
So are you saying that...
He's made a good case. But every day of the week, you find a good case here. But the corruption of our own place is enough for me without worrying about Clarkson, how he gets on, because really, he'll survive. He's a survivor, and his sort of people always get on.
Lambert?
The problem with this argument is, where do you draw the line, sir? What about a drink driving offence? You could say that that's far more dangerous, even more dangerous than this. What about somebody who's smoked cannabis? Where do we draw the line? Do we start saying the BBC has to be the moral guide, more extreme than the courts of law? Now, at the end of the day, this is a judgment call. But my judgment call is I didn't know all the details of the facts, and bigger than that, just because someone's got a past, it doesn't mean they can't have a future. You can't blame the independent production company for wanting to get the ratings of Jeremy Clarkson, and they will. You can only hold the BBC responsible for consistency. The BBC can show that people, all people in the same position, would be treated in the same way.
Well, here's a man
no
who,
case to answer.
Here's a man who disagrees with that, Norman and Bangor. Norman, good morning.
Good morning, Enda. An arrogant, ignorant man. That's what Clark said.
Well, we need to be careful in the language we use, Norman, because he would say not.
This is a man who has gone from crisis to crisis. You look at Argentina and the other places where he's went, and he's degraded people. And here's my license fee money going to pay for this man on the screen. The BBC got rid of him. They should have kept him out the door. Is this the BBC now opening the door to more programmes with Clarkson in it?
Okay, Norman, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for that. Thank you as well, Patrick, and our thanks to Lembit and Heidi as well.